Savoy Castle, better known as Queen Margherita's Castle, stands at the foot of the Col di Ranzola in a place called Belvedere because it provides fine views as far as the Liscam Glacier. The castle was built at the wishes of Queen Margherita of Savoy, wife of Umberto I and mother of Vittorio Emanuele III. In this way, she showed her love for the mountains and the soft spot she had for the Val di Gressene, whose tourist development she had to promote between the late 1800s and early 1900s. The building work on the castello began in 1899 under the direction of the architect Emilio Solimucci, creator of the neo-baroque decorations in the Palazzo Reale in Turin and the Quirinale in Rome. Umberto I, however, never saw the completion of the work in 1904, as he was assassinated in Monza on the 29th of July 1900 by the anarchist Gaetano Bresci. Queen Margherita, on the other hand, who had never missed her annual appointment with the Gressene since 1889 and enjoyed wearing the typical costume worn by Gressene women, stayed there every summer until 1925. The exterior walls of the castello, which are covered in grey stone from the quarries in Donas and Vert, make it look like a medieval-style fortress. At the time, it was defined by the guides as a Lombard style from the 15th century, which was also common in its neighbouring Savoy. The building consists of a central keep, which is more or less rectangular-shaped and has five different cup-side towers. The ground floor and first floor of the castello are open to the public, whereas the second floor, which was reserved at the time for the gentlemen of the royal court, is closed. On the ground floor, you can see the column hall with its painted coiffured ceiling and the games rooms, the lounges, the dining room, and the so-called ostler's entrance in the octagonal tower in the northwestern corner of the castello. You can enjoy splendid views from the semicircular veranda, which, with its many windows, adds class and style to the building's appearance. The decorations in the dining room are particularly rich and include the walls, the fireplace, and the coffered ceiling. The wood panelling is also carved with parchment designs. Yet, it is Regina Margherita herself who acts as our guide to the royal apartments on the first floor. We cross the hall with its auspicious motto, Hic Manibimus Optimi, our stay here will be lovely, and climb the grand staircase decorated with eagles and griffins, and make our way to the royal apartments. They belong to the Queen and have a small drawing room with beautiful views from its windows over the Monte Rosa Massif and the valley. The beauty of this panorama made me forget the rigidity and rules of the court protocol. The false drapes between the windows remind me of the decorations in the Baron Hall in the Castello di Isogna. Next to this room is the one that was intended for the King Umberto I, while the ones reserved for the other members of the royal family are on the other side of the hall. The ornamental, decorative paintwork inside the castello was done by the artist and restorer Carlo Cusetti. He also made the cartridges bearing the mottos of the House of Savoy, Fep and Sempre Avanti, and later worked in the new wing of the Palazzo Reale in Turin. The coffered ceilings, the wooden panels and the medieval-style furniture are by Michele D'Herrera, the carver from Turin and supplied to the royal family. Queen Margherita, however, has more to tell us. Very little remains of the castello's original furniture, and the other furniture here now comes from the Villa Margherita. The linen cotton tapestry work, decorated in Chinese styles, are from the period, however. The basement area houses the wine cellars, while the kitchen area in another building connected to the castello along an underground passageway. Before leaving the castello, you must take a walk down to the gardens and have a look at the ornamental alpine plants among the rocks. This creation belongs to the latter period, than that of the royal visit to Gressonay and actually dates back to 1990. Tours of the Castello are guided.